something in Siman Kuf Lamed. Rebbeinu Shel Olam Sharmer B'Shas Nesis Kapayim. So this is a Gemara in Brachos. Gemara says, "Man dechaz echelma, yod amay chazah." He saw a dream, and he's not understood. He's not sure how to interpret this dream. It's positive or negative. He's concerned that it might be negative. Okay. Neikum kamei kahano kahanei b'sho shalom aduchin. You should stand in front of the kahanim when they go up to duchin. And neima hachin. He says the following. He says this tefillah that the Rosh Hashanah should take his dream and turn it to something positive. And he should try to time it that he will finish when the Kahanim finish. The only tzibur amen. When the tzibur answers amen, the amen will go on the bruch of the kahanim and the tefillah that he said as well. Ve'ilo, if he finishes too early, he should add on the following tefillah, leimah hachi, which we say adir b'mura b'shachem igvura toshalom mishimcha shalom yiratz and shtatzim leino shalom. We chaim a bruch on the yisrael shalom. Okay. I go up and welcome Shane Arlen to Duchen. A place that they don't Duchen daily. Yermer calls Zeb Bishosh Ashliel Sibur. Yermer Sim Shalom. So you'll say it when the Chazan is saying the paragraph of Sim Shalom. And again, Yisayim Baharish Tech Tibur Shiano Kolomim. He should finish at the same time as the shots, thereby having the tzibur say amen to his tefillah together with the bracha that the shots said. So the Mishnah Berurah cut an olive. Man dechaz. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says, whoever saw, we didn't see, you don't say. That's what the Mishnah Berurah. Vidinu seino noigim kol kolloim retfilas ubashas aduchen afilo oisem shalchom. Everybody says it. So you have to explain why. It's only the people who saw this chaloy. So the answer is batam. The kibun de'ain onu noisem kapayim kim berugol. We only duchen by yomtiv. We assume iefshe shalcholim le pamachas bein regular. Sometime since the last yomtiv, he had a dream which needs to be halatov. The Biolacha does point out if a person knows, let's say the Gabri Chutzar is the second day Yom Tov, it's the first day he said Rebbeinu Shel Olam, second day, so I didn't dream anything last night. He shouldn't say Rebbeinu Shel Olam because he can't say Chalom Kolam Tov any day Mahu. He didn't dream anything. Right? So that's what Biolacha points out.
Yeah. So if we're not sure, we shouldn't say
it. On the second day, right? Yeah. So the bear that brings to the master shekel, and he says, the mice in the garden, everybody says it. He says, I'm not sure why exactly, but he suggests, because in the tefillah you say three things. So you're saying it in case somebody had a dream about you, but that you have no way to know it. The problem is, he said that that's would be correct. You should start that from the part of the paragraph starts. The Rosh should change the tefillah to positive. Excuse me, the chalom is to positive because he still can't say chalom chalamti in the day amahu. It's still shaker. He didn't have any dreams. So that problem you haven't solved. But that's the idea that you're saying is because of the potential that somebody dreamt about you. Okay, the Shabur seems to be inclined that that's like a limud schus on the fact that people do it. But reality is, he would really prefer the person should only say it if he needs it. Lo yada, itzabahu ibishahu. He's not sure if it's a positive dream or a negative dream. So he stands in front of the kahanim while they're duchening. He says, "Can you spare leil sim sim kum kuches?" But God does not learn that b'shasham richem and nigan tevis she b'soif apsukim ayin shal. So he pointed out, you should not be talking when the kahanim are saying the words of duchening. They're supposed to be listening. So when do you say this? So their minig was not like our minig, which we sing and then we say the final word. Kahanim sing first, and then they say Yivurecha. Then they say Vichuneko. Not Yivurecha, I'm sorry. Vishmurecha or Vichuneko. Right? They actually would say the word, and then as a word, extend the last syllable. Vishmurecha. So they're continuing the last, so you would say that. So you tell them, the Rashi Manishalach, Chalamasai Shalach. Because among the Kosev, so counting down the Tzarech Lomer, Ben Chalam Shachalam Tealach, Ben Chalam Shachalam Tealach. She mentioned other people first. I was Lomer Shalom, how this will happen, the Hainu Ben Shalom Tealach, Ben Shalom Tealach. Chen Hinskim Bel Yerav. So many Siddurim has Mishmereni Uschoneni Mishetzeni. So Mishmereni says that the Chayim said that's not correct. You don't say all three. You say either Mishmereni, either Uschoneni, or either Mishetzeni. You making sense? Adam?
You're saying it corresponds to the
right, the last word you say in the paragraph, and the first time you say the paragraph, you say Bishmarani. So, and then and the Kayan says Bishmarecho. Everybody says Obey. The second one you say Bichoneni, the Kayan says Bichuneko. Third one you say Bishutseini, the Kayan says Shalom. But in our Siddurim, many of them, it's printed all three together. So people read all three. So you're saying you don't do that. Shalmoy said, "Shatavlam and Pamishlishis, Sobolai Birchis Karnechel, Besitzeni." You add that part. Fine. She doesn't compare and be yomta shachal, but Shabbos in Lamer Rivoy. They don't want to kill him on Shabbos. Im lo kishacholam lo yichalam rabbi shalom. Right. Okay. You don't tell the rabbi on Shabbos. But a person had a chaloyim ra, but it's a lila. He knows he had a chaloyim ra, then he would say it. Which would have to be, but you can't talk. The Kohanim are not pausing because those people are not saying it. You can't say the tefillah when the Kohanim are duchening. You'd have to say a little bit. Listen to the Kohen, say a little bit, listen to the Kohen, etc. So you finish the whole paragraph. Yeah. Hey, you should finish at the same time as the Kohen. So take out the word gam. You should try and set it up, arrange it that you should finish at the same time as the Kohanim, so the main of the tefillah will go on your tefillah as well. Katzach lomer the tevis gam is toshafer. Adam b'sef kol posik shem asayimin behem sholosh pavim. So now that you say the tefillah spread out over three brachas, the rather you say the tefillah three times. So if you have a very very quick kohen, you might have to say the tefillah three times. The tefillah spread out over three times. But the average case, you don't have time to say it. Mehem shalosh pamim, which ends up being a total of three. Fine. So he says over here three times. What's it coming to say? That in our Siddurim we have printed Rebbeinu Shalom once, Rebbeinu Shalom a second time, the third time we have this Hirotzin, and we say about Shtasaman Jashim Chagodo, Kthushas, right, Rachamecha, Pshutin, which comes out from Rechitz Kahanim, Shikar of the Bikari Loch, etc. So that tefillah you don't say. That's not the din of the Gemara. The Gemara says, this is what you say. You say Rebbeinu Shalom. Can't cause them shame grosh, or you know, learn my gam, the same posse, Shlishi, or Renish Alam, and now Shahuskim, the marvel of Yerotzen, and his Sidur. He said the Yerotzen. Sorry, he said the Renish Alam, not the Yerotzen. That's what Morris says you're supposed to say. So that's what he did. And when you get it, he's saying it three times. If you finish too early, Harish Shalosimo Adayin Hakadim, you finish the tefillah, the Hakadim is still singing. So Yermagam Adib Amorim, you say the paragraph of Adib Amorim, which you say after Mechaz Kanim, say it before he finishes, and therefore it will extend your tefillah to the brach. This way he will join So some say we always say this, the Dimorim was not necessarily nikva to say automatically all the time. But he said it was used as needed. But now we're saying over here that our minhag is to say it all the time. As many people have the minhag to say it all the time. The proper time to say it is when you say "b'tei benecha." You say "adim b'maroim shechem migburo." Comes the Rambam and says a place where they don't tuchen. So if a person had a bad dream, and he wants to be made of the dream, so one of the options is duchening, but there's no duchening. So what do you do? You would say, where they're not early duchen, duchen perusha, mawakam shalom shamakana, v'shas asis kapayim. Why Mishabura chose to point that out now, I don't know. I mean, we've used the word duchen before. The other Mishnah is not pointing out means the Nalab says, "Oh, you already mentioned Duchen in the beginning of this halacha, first line." Negev kamei bahani kahami kahana b'shoshar mepoel duchen. There he doesn't explain what a duchen is. Nalab says, "But you should know what a duchen is." What have we been thinking until now? So I don't know why Mishnah Berurah saw fit to explain it at this point. Fine. So Yom Kozeh B'Shoah, you say this while the Chaz is saying Tim Shalom. Here's Tvila Shibayin. Fine. And you finish it at the same time as the Tim Shalom of the Chaz. V'im Gomer HaRibayin Kadim Shisayim Mashiach Tzibet Tvila Tim Shalom. You finish up the Rebayin before the Chaz finishes. Yom Kozeh B'Shoah, Tim Shalom of the Chaz. You may not say it daily unless it's true. You had a dream. So this idea of saying it, you know, why not say every day just to cover my bases, just in case? That we don't do. Okay. Now he says you should say it when you say Sim Shalom. Except cutting yours on the next page. So Zot Mishabura, Bimro Shalom Yuchel L'Sayim Imashiach Tzibur. Yaskel B'Shosh Hashit Tzibur Aymer Yurechecho. If you wait till Sim Shalom, you're not going to finish a paragraph Rebbeinu Shalom in time. When the Chazan finishes, Habarecha Zomu Yisabah Shalom. You finish your tefillah, and the main goes on both. I'm not going to finish it. The Chaz is going too fast. So start earlier. You can start as early as back. It's when the marker calls out your berachah. Right? Excuse me. The Chaz over here starts the berachah of Abraham Shlomo to Rock Suba. Right? Your berachah chol. He said the word your berachah. You start saying your berachah shalom. Okay. Fine. So that's it for Birchas Kahanim. Moving away from Birchas Kahanim into... The end of davening. So next thing after Shmoneh Esrei is Tachanun. Simon Kuflamad Aleph. Dine Nefil Sapai. End of davening bit Tefila the Nefil Sapai. The Shinami Nefil Sapai. It's considered like an extension of tefillah. The Rambam says it very clearly. He sees it as an extension of. The Rambam says that there's tefillah has to be. There's hayth, the warm that you're supposed to do for tefillah in this kabbal. One of them is, you know, that you hold your hands together. And one of them is the tefillah sabayim. So that's part of tefillah. The Rambam seems to put it. He lumps it together with the other ones. So we want our tefillah. We want our tefillah sabayim in this kabbal should be seen as an extension of. You may not talk between your Shul Shemun Esrei and Tachanun. Okay. Okay. So some of you lean on your left arm. Some say you lean on your right arm. Veikir lahatos b'shachris k'sheyesh tefillin b'smarloi altsad yamin shum koy tefillin. So the Ramah's decision between the opinions is in case you're wearing tefillin on your left arm, you should not do the act of the tefillin sabayim on your left arm is not covered for the tefillin. Then you'll do it on your right side. So he said, "B'shachris k'sheyesh tefillin b'smarloi altsad yamin shum koy tefillin." But Arvi is shayla tefillin. The Arvi over here means mincha. Okay. As it gets towards evening, k'sheyesh tefillin b'smarloi. You know, whatever reason, doesn't have. He's not wearing tefillin. Yalta altsad smol. After you accomplish the fields of Hayim, so then you lift your head a little bit and you daven seated as such. How long you sit there saying this tefillah is different from Hayim. Then Uminik Poshut Loimer Vanatal Neda. After Tachan, we add the pair of Vanatal Neda. We say Kaddish, Bechatzi Kaddish, the Asher Lamaseach. Then we'll see him. Phil Bayom and Shane Armin Tachanun, Armin Manatseach. Manatseach is more common than Tachanun, even though you'll skip Tachanun, you will not skip Manatseach. Except Mobad. Rosh Chodesh, Mechanukah, Purim, Erev Pesach, Yom Kippur, Kippurim, and Tisha B'Av. The section of these times, so there, it's much. Much easier. I don't know the right word. Easier or harder? It's so. We mevatel the din tachlon is mevatel din of lametzeh.
Not yet inaugurated. Those things should stay home.
Once they lametzeh in the house in the morning, you say this.
No. Okay. So the mishabur and the daber sifkat nal. If you interrupt it in Shemun Esrei and this is not considered an extension, it doesn't have the same power. You can have something else, that's a problem. But just slight speech is not a problem. I want to remind you over here, don't talk during Chazor Sashat. We add these extra tefillahs on Monday and Thursday. He's allowed to say that. We add extra tefillahs on the situations. He's allowed to say that. You're allowed to be between Shemun Esrei and Tachanun, or during Tachanun itself, you'll pause and say Amen Yeshir Rabba, or any one of the cases of Dover Shem Kedusha. Now,
pre-inauguration and post-inauguration.
In regards to standing up, you know, so your minhag is to stand for Kaddish. But over here, you're allowed to remain seated. But you're still in the middle of saying the tefillahs. So you throw up the Heishei Rabba, but the tefillahs,
you don't stand up for Yehoshua Rabba.
So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you don't, but after that, because you don't, you want to minimize the hefsik involved. So you have to answer Yehoshua Rabba. You have to say Yehoshua Rabba. But there's a, you ought to sit for Yehoshua Rabba. So sit. Okay. Fine. So you should not speak between tefillah and tefillah supine. If that he spoke doesn't take it in the tefillah supine. But fine. What do you spell? In fact, you said Shmonesi one place. It's not Machai. You must do the Tefillah Sapayim in that same place. You may shift to somewhere else to do the Tefillah Sapayim. You shouldn't be mafsik. Okay. When the person is nevel upon him, hinei. The Tefillah Sapayim should not go by being biyam and rishon. The Tefillah Sapayim of the Zman Chazal. How you derech kidum? He did it as kidum. What is kidum? The Hainu Lipol Alponov or so. So Shalom Pishur Darmilab. A person lays himself down without spreading out his hands and feet. So it's not a full Hishtachavoya. Manos lay himself down. The action of Lenog Lipol Alponema, which we don't do full and see it feels the pain on your face. So what we do is we incline our head, which is some form of lowering yourselves, and we do kisi upon it. Okay. Not only that, now that bring out from God, so we have a rule that the body can't cover itself, so you can't use your arm, your bare arm, to be the item which is covering your face. Okay. So we say that the person should lean on his left side. When a person's davening, the shkina is on the right. It's like a shadow is turned around. So when you incline to your left, you're facing towards the shkina. We talk on the years achari ponov klape adon. You don't want has a different version of how you do the Tefillah Sapayim than many people do. Most people lean forward, etc. So you're not really facing towards the shkina. He says he would see that a person would do this. So you're facing towards the skin. Because the muscle, the difference between leaning on your right arm and leaning on your left arm. Right? If all you're doing is this, there's not so much difference whether it's this arm or that arm. Right? What's the difference? Right? Now, exactly how he pictures that the person would be leaning on his right side. So, So he's sort of pitching the mice at this side of your head. The Shekhinah is on your left, because that's facing you. He's on the left. So we do this, your back of your head is facing towards him. So that's improper to do that. That's what the Shita holds. Well, you're talking, you shouldn't put the back of your head towards your master.
So it should be like a right angle. You're like this, and Hashem's like right here.
If you do like this, you're facing your master, facing straight towards him. If you do like this, it's more like your head is facing him. So that's wrong. That's what the Shita holds. Some say outside Yamin. Okay. And they argue, Ki Ashkina neged Adam. The Shekhinah is facing you. Nimsa smaller Shekhinah connected Yamin. Version's left is facing your right. Shumata al Yaminoi, Bashkina connected, Yakabin, smaller Tachos of Hashibi, Minor Tachabkin. Sebedavka are, as it were, bending towards the left, not towards the right. Okay, and he brings a pasuk that you should think small tachos the Rashi be minor the chabkeni. He says, so what do? We switch. Weaker. The Rambam says, in the morning we weren't telling you, so you're doing your right, and not you're doing your left. That's the minig which is accepted. That's what you should do. And that's what the element does. They switch from right to left. I feel like Grod, the servant, Iker, Kamakarb, the Tomin, all small. Kamakam, him, he spell, the base of Medrash, or Elam, Noigim, Kramom, and Kamakam, also the Shannon, which Shimlois is going to do. But Grod disagrees and says, no, you always go on your left, even when you're wearing tefillin. According to Grod. He says, that's if you're doing it privately. You're amongst the Seber is inclining on the right side. In the morning, because they're wearing tefillin, and he's inclining his left side, that goes into this and what he's got to do. You can't divide up into groups. Lashon Aguda. You can't become Agudas. Agudas, the more of a darshan than the pasuk. You can't have one group doing this, one group doing that. That's the proper to do. That's the issue which you have where people wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Some yes, some no. Lashon Aguda. Which is off to the right. So a lot of times, a lot of shuls, you know, especially in the shtibla, the arm is the shetzibur's mamash on the right next to the arm. He's not in front; he's off to the side. See, he's by the yamina arm. Time she out the Russian ma'at klapi. You should make sure that your face is facing towards the arm. Okay, so in the morning we do on the right, and in the evening we do on the left. But Arbis, it's a learning, the Tzad Arbis, the 100 minutes, because that doesn't mean Arbis. As you're going towards evening, Shane Ononoigam, Honey Tfilin, we don't wear Tfilin in the afternoon. Mishmini Tfilin, Gam Shom Yipul Al Yiminoi, if a person wears Tfilin by Mincha, he should lean on his right side. The Chayyim says that the person who wears tefillah by mincha should still lean on his left side like everybody else, because the seventh on the ground, you always go to the left. Okay. So now, after the person level panov, he might be a roisha, he's planning mat miyusha. Each one according to the minute. We just say, "Oh, the leg of Leimar Rachel Mechanum." We say our tefillah that we say. So, Mishabur does not mention Yom Tov El Gov. So the Gros has said not to say it, because that pasuk was said in a situation of Peronius. We don't want to mask of Peronius. So we start from the Rachum Bechanu.
What do you mean by we start?
He suggesting that people should start from Rachum Bechanu. Then you say we're not to learn Eida.
Knowledge, but learning
Fisha Ispalan will be calling you Shukal Adam Ispalan. We've tried everything. Yeshiva, Bamido, Benefilthapim. We sat, we stood, we leaned. Gosh, also, Mr. Ben, all of us, we did all three Shemanesha Bahor, Rachamati Bahor, Vesapelithi Hashem. So he sat, he stood, he inclined. Marashain Bono Koyach. We have no other option. On our we don't know what else to do. The top is brought down. Fine. Bays. The fills of time is when Yushiv Lam Umad. The fills of time should be said seated. In the fills of time, Elam Malkam Sheish, Oren, Masefer Torah Besach. You need a Sefer Torah there. But without that, you would do without kissing upon him. You just say the words. The outside room, even though you don't have a Sefer Torah there, when the door of the shul is open, so you can see the see towards the Oren, you would do the fill supply. Okay, or in that situation, if there's no gap between this person and the shul of anything which is unclean, etc., person even in his home, if the door of the Oren is open, if the door of the shul is open, it's like he's being facing towards that, and he's doing a filter pie. Yoshev, Sivkot Nyur. Kosev, Yosef, Shatamu, Derech Kabbalah. Your seat is a Kabbalistic concept. Rivosh, Kosev, Shein Kabbalah, no, there's no requirement after to be seated. In case where it's hard to see, be seated, you can allow the rebosh. Therefore, so you finish davening, you took your three steps back, you can't go forward because you have to wait the time it takes to walk dalaranis. And during that time, the chazan started talking. So what are you going to do? You can't, you take your three steps forward and then go be seated. Well, meanwhile, they already started talking, saying this the fields of Bayim. Talking. So what do you do? So Yamashab become you pull upon a movement iman tzibur. So you want to be level upon him together with the tzibur, you should say it. That's, so you stand and you do that, relying on the rebosh, you can say it stand. Somebody behind you dominates Shmanesse still. So you can't step back. You cannot be seated in this person's vision, even if you're way beyond with Dalai Lama, as long as he is in his line of sight. If you can't move to the sides, you pull upon a moment you can't get out. So you should do the fills of time standing. I think we pointed out once on this idea that the Shabur is mentioning over here, that you see A, that you're supposed to dafka say tachon fill the tzibur. And B, that is so important that we're worried about a time lapse of a few seconds. Right? Yeah, the person takes three steps back. He has to wait till they heal Dalai Lama. Right? So Dalai Lama is 1/500, 1/500. There's 2,000 amas in a mill. So four amas is 1/500. Of a mill. A mill takes 18 minutes to walk. Right? So 18 minutes is 1,080 seconds. 18 times 60. You divide that by 500, and you come up with 2 seconds. So the idea that you're going to start after the tea for 2 seconds later is such a problem. You say, no, don't finish, stand still for the time it takes, and then go back and sit down. Right away, start this while you're standing. So you see how calmer it is to stay together with the tea. Right. I'm not sure some people are so familiar with that idea. That, you know, it's very. That's why I tell the Chazan when with Yosef, I want him saying by Monday and Thursday, the last part of the paragraph, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedosh, Shema Chod, out loud, that everyone will know they finished. Everybody should sit down together. The people who finished earlier should wait. The people who didn't finish yet should interrupt and sit down. Right? And everybody should say the Philosophy together. That's what seems to be mashed over here that you're supposed to do. The only thing you
can say, as far as nobody says
that. Right. Right. I'm saying, but you know.
It keeps everybody together.
Right. And then everybody, even the other, they don't finish, you know, exactly.
They start the same time.
Right, they start at the same time, but to be seated. But now it could be this halacha that you're mechid to be dafka makud to be dafka be seated together with the tibur. So there's 10 people already falling down beside you, so you're mechid to be with them. But over here, there's no 10 people to start with. One, you know, everybody's doing their own pace, everybody's doing their own thing, and you know, it's not a tibur. They're not functioning like a tibur at that point. So maybe that's the leniency that people are making. But it sounds like that would not necessarily be preferred, though. We prefer that the tzibur should say it as in unison, and everybody should say it, but dafka together, because there's a mile of saying it with the tzibur. That's why we're saying that I'm to tell you to say it standing and not wait 2 more minutes. Excuse me, 2 more seconds, because you want to chop the mile of saying it with the tzibur. I don't know. Okay, so you only do the filter time if there's a sefer Torah, a arm with a sefer Torah. So why do you have to get an arm there? You can receive him by pull up another Hashem. So he didn't feel in front of the arm. He made sure they were rock shar swarm. But on other swarm, does he rabbi where they're coming to you pull upon of rock yermer means we're learning to fill the bottom. You say without inclining. Beers call him as they say that other swarm would accomplish the same as well. They hold it now that other swarm are enough to be present to do the field. Welcome, Shay Sefer Torah. Even though it's a private situation, there's no tzibur, he's not fell upon him. Kiss upon him, he fills upon him shalom. That they would say that if there's no Sefer Torah, they would say without the field, kiss upon him, without the field upon him. If the outer room is opened into the main shul, behind the base, she's spalled. But also, have you passed the base? This is psuach. You can see it and see the or from where you're davening. So have you can spell it from the or, like you're davening it by the or. If you're moving over to the side, you can't see inside. Right? So sometimes the chotzer of the Mesekneses expands beyond the limits of the building. So now you're not on the west side anymore. You're on the south side. If you don't have a sefer Torah where you are, the fact that the shul is open doesn't make a difference to you because you're off to a different side. Vice versa, if your mom is right in front of where the arm would be, if the door would be open, the door is shut. So there's no field supply. Because of Chalun, the Mumi Spalim as his Noshim Gam in Tzarth of the supply. Kiman Shiyuchal the Roisa Meachalonos Mokam Oren. Because as his Noshim is able to see the Oren. Okay. But then he said, or the time the Sefer Mishpat, even a Yochel Beisar. Matar Filah Hu Rochel Beisar, Knesset Gam Kinder Falapono. He had the Fiyam of Vorba Sibin Nun Hei Sivkov, Eidri the Hachel Dein Shum Tin of Masseh Bein Bein Beisar the Beisar Knesset. So you're directly in the line of towards where the Oren is, but you're a few houses away. There's nothing Tomei or dirty in between. So you do the Filsa Pahim facing towards when you know the Oren is open. You say this, it's, you only do this together with the zebra. Same time as the zebra. Okay. Let's hop one more over here. And it goes up by Malila. That's why they allow. So I sleep as we say, we wait till the, towards the morning to say it. But in general, we don't do Malila. Now, why? Why not? It's a Kabbalistic reason why we don't do it at night time. Say till him, that's not the problem. The issue is specifically the Filsapayim. So the Beis Yosef says that because Lila, there's the Hisgabrus of the concept of dinim, of the things which are making judgments, strict judgments. And the Filsa Paim, the way it works is the person is accepting upon himself that he's misbalt in front of his master because of his avarice and accepting whatever's going to happen to him. So the problem is that doing that in a time of din is ma'ar that they're actually going to look into the din. So it's not a very good idea to do it in a time of din because the result could be disastrous. So you don't do a Belayla. Belayla. The Chayim Nimshach of the Tfilas Aminka on a Laila ain't nothing up there. We do in the field of time during Menashe Moshes, but it's actually Lila, we don't.
A permanent dwelling place is not
required. So doing the field of time by day is proper. More than saying a Vina Malkano, you'll skip a Vina Malkano. So I had this mice once back in Tells. It was, I forget what time it was, but they got to the point where it was ready after Shkia, they're saying Vino Malkeno, takes a while to say Vino Malkeno, and they were going to be after Shkia by the time they finished. So the question was, so I asked the Rebbe, like, should we skip a Vino Malkeno and just go straight to Tachlis? He said, no, Benish Roshes is fine. Like Mr. Burr says over here, Benish Roshes is fine. This goes back to when I was a Bucker still. It's a few years ago. Okay. But during our Shmurlis, when we say Slichus, we do it for the Bayim, Shukar of Liyah. The Rabbi says, you know what? Not only if it's carbonly young, but once it's after Chatzos, it's supposed to what's the beginning of Lila is he's covers a dinin. Once you hit Chatzos, the Lila is moving towards dawn. So it's the weakening of dinin, not the strengthening of dinin. So after Chatzos, it's a amount of rachamim, and therefore, because the time would be appropriate. Till Chatzos is a problem. Therefore, one of the issues that they have with saying slichus at nighttime is this issue, right? It's considered a zman of din. So slichus with kel melachish b'kizei rachamim, which is the whole thing is built on that, doesn't seem the appropriate in a zman unless he's gabbas of din. After chatzos, he's gabbas of rachamim. That's why we wait till chatzos to say slichus. We say slichus before chatzos seems to be illogical. That pshat that akpod. I can't explain to you people which are lenient why they're lenient. I'm not going to explain why they're lenient. I can't explain what they have to stand on why they're lenient. Okay, so because it's currently young. You're talking about Harakh Sikh about not going to young. Most people, they have it, they accept the Sikh until it gets really clear that it's daytime. You talk a minute. If you want to say Tachon, and Rosh Hashanah, you should make sure that you say it before it's Yom Rin. Because once it's Yom Rin, you say Erev Yom Tov, we don't do the Fields of Pyam and Erev Yom Tov. That's all it here.